have to deal with somebody that had too much to drink.
Uh-huh.
You might say, well, they're going to lock up the old town.
Drunk.
So, mm-hmm. Is there a difference to you between, maybe some old man that just lays out in the gutter drunk all the time, the person with that type of drinking problem, and the person that's maybe a businessman or a businesswoman with the drinking problem? Do you have different names for the person in the gutter than the middle class person?
Yeah.
What would they be?
Alcoholic.
You would call which one the alcoholic?
I would call the business person the alcoholic.
And the poor person in the gutter?
The poor person in the gutter, because they don't know what just a business person, usually sometime when they become to be an alcoholic, they haven't did it all their life. And I always have. That's being a social life is fine as long as it's not alcoholic. But what people call a social life have led a lot of people to alcohol because they will probably call themselves just having a social party, socializing, and somebody got too much to drink. And not only one time, but several times, they get too much to drink, and that leads up to an alcoholic. Soon get to be an alcoholic. You know, I believe the first step, and I've never drank in my life, not even beer, but I've always thought the first step leading to an alcoholic would be someone, every time he got upset or every time he felt like he couldn't take something, go get him a drink. To think that would solve the problem, which it doesn't.
That's true.
But it just leads him up to an alcoholic. So that really doesn't solve the problem.
It creates another one.
But a lot of people really think that if they can't do what they want to do, things doesn't work like they want. Just any little thing. They just, all they want is a drink. And that's the all right if they want to get a drink. Because I have a brother that taken sick and he couldn't work like he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all this operation and he had got in so much pain and misery and just saw that he couldn't work. And he started back to drinking wherein the doctor had told him not to. And no doubt he was in pain a lot of time and he thought that drink would solve his problem. Wherein it didn't solve his problem. It just put him in a worse condition. It just made him blank into a mental condition. So I don't ever think that alcohol will solve the problem. I don't care what it is.
That poor person in the gutter, would you ever call him something like a wino or a hobo?
Hobo.
Or even a derelict? Okay. And sometimes there are places where these winos go to stay. They're kind of cheap hotels.
Yeah.
What would you call those? Call them a cheap hotel or a flop house.
Flop house, that's what it would be.
Are there any of those here in Troy?
Not that I know of. I don't know, but I tell you, I don't know anything about it. I live here, but you'd be surprised at what I know about Troy. Honestly. I live here, and the whole 13 years I've been living here, I have never stayed home. Just stayed here in this house without working or say, 2 months or 3 months. All the operations I have, I never stay home that long. And when the only time I ever spent at home is when I was just out of the hospital, was on vacation, and then I'm usually out of town when I'm on vacation sometimes, church or somewhere. But I never spent enough time around Fort to know where.